is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is August 8th, 2019. That's the Geek Sex Star episode 171, the episode where everybody gets checks boxes. What's happening, guys?
What up, Chris?
Check, check, player? 1, 2, check, check, right,
Ryan,
1, 2.
Putting checkbox, putting his checkbox authority. I'm going into Adam's X authority. I'm right there, because X is going to give it to you. I'm about that, X life.
It is such a good checkbox, though.
Yeah, I don't know, Ryan, I don't know. And Chris is all about that. He's jumped on that checkbox bandwagon.
I'm just saying it would be nice to have checkboxes, and Ryan provided a really nice checkbox.
It made sense.
I have a question for you, Adam. So, when I open up Minecraft, it says Minecraft Java Edition. Is that normal?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
I haven't opened it in edition. Like 800 years. What is the other edition?
Since the last time we played?
Block, or something like that. They have, what do they have? They fucking...
They have a bunch of different stuff now.
Yeah, it's like two or three. They have like a education edition. They have the Nintendo Switch edition.
But Java's what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, Java's the computer one.
But anyways, hey guys, remember how last week, only a couple of you might remember this, but I got approached via email about, hey, we see you have geeksnextdoor.xyz. Do you want geeksnextdoor.com?
I remember.
He doesn't remember. Everyone remember?
And I didn't respond, but I was like, I want to see where this goes. So I wrote back saying, I am intrigued. Send me more information. They made me an offer I could refuse. How much do you think they want for geeksnextdoor.com? Keep it in mind, we are a juggernaut of a podcast.
$12,500.
I was going to say $12,000.
I bet you it's something like that, actually.
Seriously?
$1.
Do you know how much geeksnextdoor.xyz is?
Maybe it was 500. Or maybe 500 or 600 bucks. I'm not saying that's a fair price. I'm just saying that that's probably where, like, they responded. Therefore, they might actually be interested, and then they give a highball offer.
Yeah.
So
they want $3,795.
Just what? For,
and I was like, I'll give you 5 cents.
Did you just
listen to that podcast?
They didn't respond.
Have you listened to
that how much
podcast?
We paid in hosting fees for the last how many years we've owned it?
That made me happy. I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck, guys? I mean, I understand if you're going after like Coke.com or Disney.com, but you're going after GeeksNextDoor.com, a podcast that has literally like 82 listeners.
The 82 best listeners. That, on the internet.
Don't get me wrong, they're the best listeners. 81 of them being Japanese. Yeah, it was good time.
Wait, Dave's brother's Japanese?
No, but Hannah is. I mean, Tiffany is, so it's weird.
That's true. The best.
Domo arigato.
Around.
So what's happening this week, guys? I got a few things to talk about. I'm sure you do, too. So what's, how's your life? How's the world at large right now for each of you?
I was going to read that. I was going to put that on there, too, buddy.
Okay. It's fucking tits. Let's see. We saw that kick-ass movie with so much action.
Well, we can talk about that. We should probably wait just a second to talk about that, because I don't want to bring the podcast down.
It's actually going to bring it up.
Yeah, when you guys battle on differing opinions, yeah, I can see it either way.
Okay, so yeah, we'll talk about that, and then I'll bring up something else that will hopefully elevate us. So me and Dave went and saw Fast and the Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. And I will say it was probably, for me, the worst Fast and the Furious movie I've seen.
See,
not possible.
And I would disagree so that it is not a Fast and the Furious movie. It's the fattest. It's like the fattest. Fast and the Furious movie series is now sentient and has its own opinions on what it wants to make and decides that it wants to see a movie. where The Rock does even more rock-like things. It's like, you know what? Like, you know what I've always wanted to see? I always wanted to see The Rock eat a pile of pancakes 2 feet tall. How about that? That sounds cool, everybody.
Okay, now I'm going to separate things that were fun and cool with it being a good movie, because there were a lot of things that were fun and cool, don't get me wrong. But the list of things I have with this movie, with this issue, without being a spoiler, the dialogue at times made me cringe. Not go, like a dad joke, but cringe.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, no, they're trying to be funny there, right? I don't think so. Oh, God. Oh, why? Some of the stunts they did, I have no idea why they did them.
Just because.
Yeah, like they had such the plot holes that require that they made just to create the stunts where you could drive all the vehicles through. Like you see it in the trailer, right? Where they're like, we're gonna pass the girl from one car to another car. Why? There's no
Titan
reason,
games.
There's no reason not to. To
Titan
there
was, games.
There's no reason for that to exist.
Don't worry about it.
It just happened for no reason. He said something like, she's not going to make it. Where she was just literally just hanging onto the car, comfortable as can be. She's not going to make it. So let's try a really strange maneuver where we pass her as we pass each other through.
It's they made up reasons why things was like, is there a reason why these guns don't work now? No. Can we make one up? Sure. I don't know. Electronic guns. Cool. That's good.
How long can the you have the guns not lasting? As long as you need for the plot to work. How long is that going to be? I don't know. Until the plot moves on.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And if it wasn't like, I mean, you know the other movies, Vin Diesel, he's like, all that matters is family. Family is all that matters. You know, people around this table, family. And this movie, they like wanted to echo that so bad, but it was so forced and contrived. But it was still fun to watch. I'll say it was still fun to watch. So despite the fact that I was cringing a lot of the movie.
And yes. And I thought it had gone so far that it was past cringeworthy, back into it was so funny, so good, and so funny that any of its flaws were overshadowed by the fact that I'm pretty sure, like, just based by the cameos and all that stuff, they were just like, dude, let's just do, they gave us like $150 million, let's just do literally anything we want to do. Are you cool with that? Yeah.
There's a part where The Rock is driving in a truck one way, and somebody's coming on a motorcycle the other way, and they're going very fast, and he just reaches out and takes the guy off the motorcycle.
No, he just doesn't reach out. He punches through the window as opposed to rolling down the window, grabs him off of the motorcycle.
That would rip off your hand. But it's fun to watch because it's fun to watch. I don't know. I was trying to think, like, besides all that, why did I like this movie as much as the other ones? And I think a big part of it is the cast. Like, it's, you know, the other movies, there's a cast of characters that you get to like.
Right, yeah, that you've gotten to know.
Yeah, sure. And this one, there's like, basically two people. Yeah, his sister's in it, too, but there's basically two people. Where the other movies, you have, like, the side dude, and the other side, and the funny black guy, and the other funny black guy, and the other, you know what I mean?
It's all like, fighting over the same woman.
Yeah, it's like Twister. Twister's good because it has a shitload of fun characters that do a shitload of stuff. Right, sure. And this movie didn't have that. It just had...
Yes, this unlike the other ones, which was ensemble, this is just buddy cop movie escalation. Yeah.
And it was produced by them. They produced
it was produced by them.
Really?
It was like The Rock. It was like Dwayne Johnson, PGA. And you're like, producing Guild of Nice Work, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Jason Statham. Okay, we got you.
Yeah. So that was my experience with the movie. Was it worth seeing? Fuck yeah. I had a good time in this movie. Was it worth saying, oh, fuck yeah, it was worth saying, oh.
Yes.
What does he do? He holds a helicopter from getting away. He fucking Spider-Man.
He fucking Titan games it. He does. Where it's all like, he's oh like, you gotta roll the giant wheel with the chain on it and stuff. You're like, yeah.
It's true. And then almost everything in the Titan
brother games. More and more brothers keep showing up. And you're like, yeah.
There's literally like 30 brothers. Do we have any sisters? Nah, just 30 brothers, man. Don't worry about it.
And come on, it's got everything. It's got 3D printing.
It does.
Serious?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's my brother. He's the best mechanic in the world. He can fix anything. Cool.
Can he?
I don't know.
Fix like top secret black box shit? Probably. Like he fixes engines. He can fix this, right?
He can fucking 3D print some fucking shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yes,
good times.
So
good times.
Yes, it was super super fun. And yes, and. Just for the spectacle, it was definitely fun.
Yeah, I mean, if people go to this movie and they say, that was terrible, I will say, I agree, but I still had a lot of fun watching it.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So transitioning from that movie to Chris's Massages, do you remember the place I talked about getting a massage last time?
Mm-hmm. No.
That place that Ryan goes that to.
Several of them.
Place that Ryan wants to go back to.
Yeah.
Creepy place that I'll never go.
And it was super fun, and they touch you everywhere, and you get this little towel, and then they throw off the little towel, and they put lotion in your butthole, and it's really fun. And I haven't gone back yet for my second massage, but I was looking up like news in Maple Grove, and like in 2014, that place was closed temporary for prostitution out of it.
No.
But it's under new management now. So.
Yeah, he just gave it to his brother.
I thought it was funny.
Seriously?
Was like, it makes sense.
That's funny.
Wow. That was why Mount... As I say, that's why Mount Fuji sushi place was closed.
Because they were...
What?
They're running sex trafficking out of it. That's why it's now. Yes, that's why it's Fiesta Cancun now.
Is that actually true?
Yes, there's an article on it.
I like that food. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize that it had like the flavor of.
I bet you like that place. you dog, you.
You've been there before, haven't you? I'm sure, Klinger. You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, once.
Ryan, what are you talking about? Why would we go to a fucking prostitution place?
It's a brothel. He likes it. Don't worry.
No,
about
it's a place
it.
You get. They give you food too.
That's right. He's got a big menu. He's like, he's like fucking Big Trouble, Little China. Yeah, I'd like an Asian girl with green eyes. Ooh, Asian girls do not come in green eyes. Well, I heard that they could do it. You know, this
I don't
is
think
a place.
Ryan, that movie's beyond Ryan.
Jack Burton wants an Asian girl with green eyes.
With green eyes.
You know what good old Jack Burton used to say?
Jack Burton?
Who?
Me. It's a nice knife.
So
that's not it.
Let's stay on Maple Grove, and I put it on Facebook. I'm sure you might have guessed that, but the AMC theater over there was issued as a public nuisance by the city.
Seriously? As someone who drives by it every day, yeah, it's getting a little little trashy over there.
So this isn't the Dollar Theater. This is a theater we all went to a lot back in the day. It's still a theater that's, you know, it's a theater. And they're like, it's trash everywhere. They don't take care of their parking lot. We consider this a public nuisance. Like,
they don't mow the lawn. They're not taking care of the grass.
Right. Now... Yeah. If I'm AMC Theaters, I would embrace the shit out of this. I'd be like, yeah, public nuisance. You want to be a public nuisance? Come to our theater. You could be a nuisance head or something. Fun. I mean, yeah, that's how you do it.
Is it busy still, or is it?
Yeah.
Like, really?
I don't go there. I don't know.
See, because if it's busy, then I would say that they should just invest some of the money into like fixing stuff and call it good. But if it's not busy, then maybe they should shut it down.
Should it?
I find that interesting. I'm surprised.
I thought it was. I've never seen a place designated as a public nuisance before, so I was pretty happy about that. Actually, yeah,
no, that's crazy.
Well, that's what's going on in Maple Grove news. What's going on in World Fun news?
Man, I feel like.
Well,
I'm
okay. This one is for the biggest proponents of MoviePass.
Oh yeah, I read about this.
MoviePass has been charged. Because the CEO was ordering, like, employees to go in and is that it's been charged with unethical and possibly downright crooked behavior because MoviePass CEO Mitch Lowe ordered employees to change passwords of frequent MoviePass customers so they wouldn't be able to use the service as it began to profusely bleed money.
Yeah.
So he's like ordering people to change passwords so people wouldn't be able to use their passwords. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
they're like, we're losing too much money. Just go in and change everyone's passwords.
I read about it yesterday. It said it was just for like what high end, like people who use it way too much. But I think in general it was whenever something got super busy. Now, I didn't know, you know, it used to be like $50 a month or something, and then they changed it to like that $9.99 a month or something. That's when that's when they got destroyed by like. They said they were getting 250,000 extra subscribers a month. At one point, their vendor ran out of plastic to issue cards.
Whoa. And,
that's how much they were putting people out. Can you imagine how much money they must have been hemorrhaging? Just that's so much.
That's ridiculous. Right.
And I mean, I thought that was a very important story for Dave Miller, great proponent of MoviePass. Don't trust things that Dave Miller tells you to trust.
There are other charges in that article about practices such as, you know, cutting off tickets to theaters, even though there were tickets available, but because they were giving away too many, they would say, oh, tickets are, you know, these shows are all sold out, which they really weren't sold out, but they just didn't want to allow you access to those films. And then when they were called out on it, they're like, oh, we're trying to fix it. Yeah, that was an error. And it's like, no, he literally told us to do that.
Right. Yes, what's it say? It's like claiming certain movies were no longer screened at local theaters, even though those theaters weren't enforced what was called a tripwire, an automatic shutdown mechanism for all users that activated MoviePass and went past a certain amount of money. If the money ever ran out, they would just see a message. No more screenings at that theater today. You go there, buy them. You can see the theater is empty. And they're like, nah, bro, not today for you.
I mean, if this thing didn't go under, it would be like Lawsuit City, right?
That's...
It's too bad. I enjoyed it for the like 2 months I had.
Well, that's the reason they failed is because everybody just basically saved money. You know, like too much money.
So
and they ate.
I mean, I think you're right. I mean, they ate the ticket prices. They basically you paid them $10 a month, and then they paid full price for whatever movie you saw. But and I think actually what happened is they must have grown so fast because their plan was, if I remember right, to become like a split place where they can advertise movies, where they can push out content and get dollars from that as well to supplement the cheaper movies. But when they start getting, when they had to push out 250,000 new customers a month and pay that extra, they just hemorrhaged cash and ran out of money.
Yeah.
How do you pay people? Like, how many people do you have to pay to change
a light bulb? Like, one.
Well, no. If there's 250,000 customers and say, I don't know, 10% of those, so I don't know, 12,000, you have to change 12,000 like passwords?
Don't worry about it. Password. Ryan was involved in this situation. Sure, just click a button script, and it would randomize.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that should be easy. Just like reset them and had a program that said like go, and you could write it in 2 minutes.
Well, it has to. They have to reset them, but also make it so that the users can't reset their passwords as well, because that's what they were charged with. Was so they can't. The user couldn't access their account in order to purchase the tickets.
Mm. Probably easy.
Or you could very easily just say lock account too, so they can't change their password. Or that'd be fun.
It would just be fun to come up with ways and how we can scam people.
Like, how the fuck can we slow this down? Like, imagine that board meeting. Okay, guys, we need to slow people's fucking roll on this shit. We're losing money. Come up with ideas. We could make them so they can't access their account. Genius!
We could make it pretend that the movies don't exist anymore.
Genius!
It just says like a thing. It's like, can't go to this theater. Theater burned down.
That's great.
But I'm standing right outside of it.
No, it's on the inside. You just can't see the damage.
It's asbestos. They closed down for asbestos. You can't go in there.
The address changed. No.
Right, the ad. They moved the theater.
Yeah, good times. That service that'll go down. I think that'll go down like in like 30 years. That'll be like a trivia question. Like what movie service went under after a billion people subscribed and they couldn't afford it?
And they'll be like, oh shit, there's been so many movie services that have gone down.
Speaking of movie services, I think we talked a little bit about Disney Plus, right? And it comes out November, or Disney, is it Disney Plus? Yeah.
Yep, yeah, Disney Plus, November 12th.
Yeah, November 12th, and it's only $7 or something? Is that still correct?
$12.99.
No, that's the bundle.
Is that the bundle? With Hulu, the bundle is, ESPN Plus. Yeah. Plus,
yes.
But just the regular is $7.99?
It's like $6.95 or $7.95 or $69 a year or something like that.
Yes. Yeah, it's $6.99.
Hello, out of your mind?
$6.99 or $69.
Out of my mind, that's going to like ruin Netflix.
Well, this is why I want to bring this up, because Netflix, I guess from what I was reading, is that Netflix is being inundated recently with a lot of, hey, you have really good content. We'll subscribe when you have new content and then unsubscribe when we have watched your new content. And how do you get around that? Like, do you put like an act, like a sign up fee of like $5 or something? So every time somebody does that, they have to, you know what I mean? Like, how do you get around that?
It's no different than what some people are doing with like HBO and some of those other services, right?
I know, but I think that is that what our society is going to be? Is we subscribe when we need it and then we get rid of it? And if you were in the industry, let's say we are as Five Kings starting our own streaming service, how do we combat this but also be not looked at as assholes?
I don't think you do. I think we keep going with our initiatives to make it hard to figure out how to cancel and difficult to know if you're subscribed, which we already have those programs going. And then in addition, we accept the fact that this is how some people are going to behave, and we just try to get more people to sign up than we lose. And when we lose them, we have an aggressive program to tell them about new shows that come up. And we offer lots of free trials so they sign up and forget to cancel. That's my executive plan. I don't think you can avoid it. You know, I think you'd lose business by trying to lock people in. I guess you could sell them like discounts for like a full 12 months. You could get a discount or something.
Yep. I guess you're right. That's probably why that exists. That's true.
I would also, instead of doing longer seasons, instead of doing an 8-episode season to 10-episode season, I would do like shorter but more frequent seasons. Like, do a, instead of a 10-season, once a year, I would try and figure out a way to make the production more smooth and do like 2 6-episode half seasons.
Sure. And if
of shows?
Yeah, you stagger your original content. So
content,
like every month or so. That makes sense. That might keep people around for a little while.
I would
because
also.
Because it goes, fuck it, man. I could cancel this, but in 5 months I'm going to have to re-up it to get this thing. I'll just fucking keep it going. I mean, it's not that big a deal. Okay.
But it's also risky in that people might watch this show, looks good, but it's only 6 episodes in, and I got to wait for the second half, and I don't want to wait. And then they forget, they lose interest, and then they lose
the. But you don't call it the second half. You don't call it the second half. You basically just make it so it is less content, but make it feel as full, and you know, so.
Okay. Adam, what were you going to say?
I would start charging for, like, add an extra dollar for premium internet service.
Wait, what?
Well, speed. to get your shit faster, I would charge a little bit more.
Well, what does that mean, dude? Like, I get 4K. What is it? Like, what faster do I need?
Adam just wants to make more money, all right?
Well, I can see it. He's saying, like, you know, if you don't pay full price, you have some buffering time, and it buffers.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I think that's going to instantly make me go, like, fuck it.
That's true. Unless everybody does it, then you can't, like, really complain. What about some kind of, like, loyalty program or profit sharing? Does that do anything for you? Or what do you guys think? Like,
I don't know. Maybe.
No, I would put everything back on CD.
I was thinking about why I like Icon. Or not Icon. I like fucking the theater we go to.
Imagine.
I like Imagine. Yeah. And I like it because I like their food and I like their loyalty program, and that's one of the reasons why I go there, is because, and not all places have good loyalty programs. Some places have shit loyalty programs. Is there something
looking at you, AMC?
We could do. Yeah, I mean, like, here's a loyalty program. It's called Stubbs. You have to pay for it, and then you might get a benefit if you come enough. Like, fuck you. I don't know. I think Ryan is onto something there. Like, it's hard to cancel some places. Remember gyms? I don't know if you guys are. What am I fucking talking? You guys never been to a gym in your goddamn
life. I go to a gym.
If you try to,
what are you talking about?
I'm just playing. There's some places you try to cancel. Like, I used to go to Gold's Gym when it existed. And to cancel, you need to make a written letter, not fucking like a written letter, send it into their corporate office, wait for them to come back, and then go in and sign something. Like, they made it a bitch to quit. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And
yeah, I think
they got in trouble for that, actually. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I was going to say that say someone got into a car accident. Sorry, I can't go to the fucking, you know, into the place anymore. It's like, just cancel my shit.
Yeah. Speaking of making it really hard to cancel stuff or end stuff, at 1:07 p.m. yesterday, I called Comcast to change out my modem. I bought a modem. I wanted to get rid of their equipment, put my equipment on there, because they were starting to charge me $14 a month for their fucking modem. before it was part of the package somehow, and then I looked, it was like, $14 a month? This modem is $80, and then I don't got to pay you fuckers anymore. So at 1:07 p.m., I called them to do just that. Here's my modem. I'm going to return your equipment. And they said this little thing that their automated system said, hey, do you want to try doing this through text? And I was like, kind of. Let's see what that experience is like. I was about to go for a run. I had a longer run planned. And I thought, you know what? As I run, I'll text these fuckers and I'll try to see what's going on. And whenever they texted me, I responded back immediately. This process started at 1:07 p.m. My run finished at 2:24 p.m. And then I had to go for another hour and a half text messaging to get it done. And only then, after I complained furious text messaging. I sent this guy message, like pictures of me running, saying, I am out on a run. I cannot check my account right now. And then he wanted me to, oh, I can save you money by doing this. I'm like, no, just fucking do it.
I just want my internet, and I just want to use my own modem. And
so it basically took about 3 hours of texting with one person just to do that, nothing else, because he had so many good offers he wanted to give me that were only available for at this time. Which, man. Hey, pro-life tip, if there's an offer available only right now, it's probably not the best offer for you.
You don't want to miss out on the best offer.
Oh, I love those words, though. This offer won't be available in like an hour. You gotta do it now.
Okay. And then it shows up online the next day.
I hate Comcast. I fucking hate them so much.
Yeah, they're pretty annoying. That's the texting, was it basically like chat, like customer service chat, but it was just on your phone, basically?
Yes, I was curious if it was a bot. I was close to thinking it was a bot, so that's why I was sending it some weird stuff to see if it could respond to me. I'm still not convinced it was a person, but it was probably a person.
It started off as a bot. They get little select down things that they can select that automatically does it for them.
Yeah,
that's really true.
How do you know that?
Yeah. Oh, Dave knows everything. You didn't know that? Leave him alone. He knows everything.
No, that one of the ladies I work with, her husband actually works for Comcast and told me about what their call center's like.
I bet it's terrible. I mean,
it's horrible.
Given what they have for customer service ratings.
It's horrible to work in.
I did mention, and then when I brought... So, last time I brought my equipment back, like a month ago, the box or whatever for cable, I was in there. I just wanted to return the box. It took me 35 minutes. Just sitting there waiting to return a fucking box. And then I think I mentioned it on the podcast. This time I had to return the modem and I walked in and there was about 40 people waiting. And they come up to you and they take your name. Hey, what's your name? I'll put you in line. I said, I am just here to return something. I got to go back to work. And she's like, I know. We'll get you as soon as possible. And I said, can I mail it to you guys? I'm not going to sit here. I got to go to work. And she's like, okay, well, let me take a look. And it took about 30 seconds. And she's like, I'll just do it real quick. And it took 30 seconds. But they want you to sit there for so goddamn long if you're going to return a piece of equipment. Now, if you're a new customer, you go right to the front of the line.
What's funny is that they could totally optimize that. You know what I mean? Like, they could say, like, oh, is this a... I guess they probably want to upsell you, though.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want to do. Problem
is. Yep, they're trying, like, to go like, oh, you're returning this? Is that, are you planning on canceling? Because you really shouldn't. We can give it to you free for a month. And look, we got a new version of this thing. You can take it home right now, and yep. It's twice as fast or it's, whatever.
No matter what you do with Comcast, they try to sell you something. And on surface, it usually looks good. Like, even this guy's like, hey, you're paying $52 for internet. If you do my deal, it's $39 a month, and you get TV. But he didn't mention the fact that there's a $14.95 like activation fee, and every month there's $8 in cable fees and $6 in additional fees, and that's not
you're right
fault.
Back up to your you're right back up to that $50.
And I'm like, wait a minute, this is how I got to fucking $240 before. No, right. I don't want anything for you guys. Just take my stupid and my remote. Yeah, Comcast sucks. All right, tell me something fun that's not Comcast.
Man, you always get down this. Comcast thing.
Oh, I could go on forever.
Right, and Ryan, secret. Look at him. He secretly works for Comcast, I think. Because remember when we always are like, Ryan, what are you doing? He's like, I work for internet.
I don't remember that, but yes, that's exactly right.
He's always like, I work for the internet. Yeah. What did I see that was great? So they're making a Coming to America sequel, Coming to America 2. Right.
With?
But it's going to be Coming to America, you know, with the two. Wesley Snipes is going to be in it. He's going to be General Izzy. He's from a military country right next to the Zamunda.
And isn't Eddie Murphy going to be in there too?
Yeah, well, Eddie Murphy course. And everyone's going to be back. Basically, the whole thing is that King Jaffe is going to abdicate the throne and let Prince Hakim become up there. Basically, he finds out that Prince Hakim has a daughter during his stint in Queens. So he has a daughter, and that's Leslie Jones is going to be his daughter.
Oh, that is amazing. I like her. She makes me
so happy. He's got to go back to figure out, like, you know, all that stuff. So I think it's going to be pretty funny.
You know what? I think I like Arsenio Hall's character most in that movie. I think he is fun and he does shit and I like him.
Yeah. But they just gotta bring back everything like sexual chocolate.
Oh no.
Sexual chocolate, everybody. I like him. And I watch those old barber guys. For some reason they're still alive, even though that they're like 80 back then. It was like, yeah. Cassius Clay, mama called the Cassius, I'm gonna call Cassius.
They'll do something. They'll be like, they'll show graves or something of them. Yeah. Next year?
Next year, yeah. And some guy, like a few months ago, like was trying to type to his friend's Velociraptor onto his phone, and it autocorrected to Velocipastor, and said he said, that's pretty funny. And then he went out and made a movie called Velocipastor about a guy whose parents die. So he goes to China and becomes like a were velociraptor. And then he fights crime and fights ninjas and stuff like that.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Who was the guy who had that
happen? Just some random guy. It's like, yeah, he's like, back in 2010, I was trying to type Velociraptor on my phone and autocorrect to Velocipastor. And he's like, that was a good idea.
See, we can make movies like that. We have the technology. We can all shoot in 1080p. Let's do this shit. Come up with a good idea. Let's make it.
It looks so ridiculous. There's ninjas in it. There's all kinds of shit. And he made it for $35,000.
That sounds ridiculous, but like, is it more ridiculous than guy gets kidnapped and gets slowly turned into a walrus?
No. And I bet you that costs more than $35,000.
Oh, hell yeah, hell yeah.
So, I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, I'm watching the trailer. The special effects are lacking for sure.
Well, are they lacking or are they purposely lacking? I think they might be purposefully lacking.
It might be a little
like
a little
ninjas
bit.
And they're fighting
kinda
in
like
their underwear.
B-movies.
They are ninjas and they are fighting in their underwear.
But in a world where, like, Sharknado got such good reviews. This is what,
right.
That's kind of what you want, right? You want something. Yeah, like you come up awesome with this. Like this. Yeah.
Sci-Fi Channel's like, hey, that's fucking cool, campy thing. Let's.
Oh, I can see it being played in those like theaters that show weird movies and like. Hipsters going and it being a mini success, which is enough to pay for it plus a lot more. You know what I mean? I can see it. I really could.
Oh, this is a terrible trailer.
It's a horrible trailer. I know, but it's awesome.
Let's not make
actually.
A movie.
You just watched the entire movie right there.
It's like they took the places that are least populated by people during the day. And started filming. Well,
you work with what you got.
Right? So they filmed them outside. And, hey, nobody's at church at, like, during the middle of the day. Yes. Let's go there.
It's true.
Where'd they get the Asian dudes?
From Asia? There's like a billion of them.
They just went to Asia and got off the plane. All right, Asian dudes.
Also, it looks like
they just went down to the local Chinese parlor.
It looks like
Toons the Dragon
Cat.
It does look like Toons the Dragon Cat. I love how Ryan's like, oh, special effects are lacking. And Dave's like, oh, you know, they just do what they can. And Adam's like, where'd they get the Asian dude?
Yes.
I can't find a fucking Asian guy.
Can't swing a dead cat without an Asian dude.
But yes, but speaking of Sharknado, from the guy who directed all the Sharknado movies, his next movie is premiering on Sci-Fi Channel on the 17th. It is called Zombie Tidal Wave.
Of course it is.
A tidal wave shows up, which isn't bad enough. It's also filled with zombies.
Good enough premise. I mean, why not?
What are they going to think of next? Like, fucking werewolf tsunami?
Werewolf blizzard. Telling you.
Sure.
Werewolf blizzard.
Werewolf blizzard. Why not? Fuck it. Yeah. But, on better news for Ryan, after... Yes. It'll be in 4,782 days since the last album came out. Oh, Tool will finally be releasing another album.
Tool.
Really? Sweet.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, the song came out.
Yeah, their first song came out.
It only happens if you just be prepared for to spend 10 minutes and 23 seconds of your time.
If you would have listened like to Joe Rogan song. Last week.
Right. The album is coming out with seven songs, 85 minutes.
Tool's a fucking bomb.
But you have to buy the whole album to get one song.
Well, yeah.
Well, you don't get the whole album? Buy the whole album. We'll give you the one song.
Hey, remember,
and then
there used to be singles. People used to buy singles all the time.
Yeah. And yep.
Not with iTunes anymore, because that thing is going to cease to exist.
First new song in 13 years old. Yes. 13 years as album pre-order goes live. Wow.
All right, see, look at that. I basically made that happen for you, so you'd have something to talk about.
I might actually buy that. It's, like, weird. I don't really buy music ever. Like, ever.
Don't you have Amazon? Don't you have an Alexa?
I have Pandora, which is where I get most of my music, actually. I do have the Echo. But, like, I like Pandora, too.
Everyone's got an Echo here, right? Yeah, Chris, Adam, Dave, I'm sorry.
Dave does not.
Nope. But as I know, as Christmas is coming, and I'm going to fucking get you an Echo, dude.
Five fucking Echoes.
It's going to be like five. Hans going to be like, why is there five? There's only four people.
One
for every
room,
because I got one for me.
I'm going to take my webcam, and like my old webcam, and maybe I'll upgrade or something. I'll stick it on it, and then I'll put it in their bedroom, like really high, like in the corner, like secretly.
That would be so great.
That'd be pretty funny.
Dave's just like pretending he's not there. He's like, okay, ready? Hannah's just doing something. Just whoever wants to talk, talk now. I was like, hello, how are you doing? Would you like to buy... and just start listing off things.
No, you just gotta you gotta do the business, and then you gotta say, "Echo, you get that all?"
Echo, save recording.
Save recording. That'd be so good.
Post to Facebook. I mean, no, wait.
Would Hannah get upset if one just mysteriously showed up?
I don't know.
I like, want to get a comically old like camera to put in his room in the corner. That just blinks.
Like a big giant one with a tape.
The tripod and the blinking light.
Get like 8 of them and like put them all over like in every bathroom in the shower.
Didn't I tell you I signed up for a reality show?
Cool. It's called At the End of This, I Murder My Husband. It's a great one.
Oh, that actually came up last weekend.
That you, she wants to murder you?
Well, just we were with family and she had a knife and her parents are like, oh, watch out, Dave, she's got a knife. So it just turned into the conversation about how she was voted the most likely to kill her husband.
Oh, sure.
But not because of her, but because of me. So
wait, how would they know? Do they listen?
Oh, no. Hannah's been sharing this ever since she found out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It's that whole thing where it's like, what was it, the Basic Instinct thing? Why would I write a book where like the main character murders them in the exact way that this
She's
person got murdered?
Up her ally,
setting up her alibi long in advance.
Yeah, that's the best part of You're the Worst is they're two married people and she hates him so much and they're making food and she's trying to be a good wife and she annoys him so much she just turns around and puts the knife in him and he just starts bleeding and it's awesome. And I'm like, that's in. Hannah.
Blood
right
comes
there.
Out.
So. It's the reason that you don't have an echo yet, Dave, is because Hannah's afraid of people listening in on you guys?
Well, it's because she works with sensitive medical information, and she's on the phone with medical providers.
Yeah, and as you can see, the last thing I put up is like Amazon Alexa is now HIPAA compliant and allows secure access to data. So she's just making up excuses now.
Oh, now she is.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't know that.
I need to show this article now.
I don't think it's an item that you need, though. I'm just gonna say it. I think it's a cool thing, but every household does not require one to be a full.
Are you kidding? I can turn on my lights from down here, like from where I'm sitting.
I know, but that is not. That's already easy to do.
I can access your bedroom with from here, so it's definitely
useful. There's like a lot of things like messages.
Yeah. I mean, my favorite thing is when, you know, we can't get Ryan on the podcast or or he's like lost driving, we can just say, "Hey Alexa, call Ryan."
Yeah, that's nice.
Anytime I lose my phone,
they also have like these two cool, they call them skills. One is find my phone, which is useful, and the other one is find my friend, and I have it set to you, so if you ever get lost, it'll tell me exactly where you're at.
Right. It's like, did Ryan miss the turn to the house he comes to?
He did.
Every
he did.
Single week? Yep, he drove right past it. He's continuing north for some reason.
It's funny because it tells us audio versions of it, though. Yes, Ryan drove by.
Why is he in Chaska? What the fuck?
So you can actually have it call your phone. That's actually pretty useful.
Yeah, but you got to connect it to your phone. You have to let it access your phone.
Right.
You have to give
That's
it
how
a
all phones connect to other phones.
No.
You give it an access code.
You have to give it your phone number.
Right. The secret access code.
By access, I mean you have to let it have your phone list.
No. So you need a 10-digit access code. So the first one breaks down the area of which the access code will be able to access.
I need your name and your access code. You mean my telephone?
Right? Glad to. Personally, the best part is when I'm sitting in the car with Oren waiting for Joy to come out of the house, I drop in on Alexa and say, "Get the hell to the car!"
Have you went backwards yet, though?
No, not yet.
You gotta bring
with anybody in the car.
Right. Adam, what are you doing? Like, the thing is, you have to just sit there, sit on the couch, and say, like, "You're way slower than me, Joy. You start now. 8 minutes from now, I will put on my shoes and be out the door, and then we'll all meet together at the vehicle."
That's a good idea.
That's good.
I'm always the last one to leave because I'm just like, "All right, everybody, just do whatever you're gonna do. I'm fine." And then I just go, "Shoes on, let's go."
Usually I have to put pants on first.
No, you don't.
Well, I don't have to, but the public kind of frowns on me not.
And you don't have pants just waiting in like the vehicle?
Man,
don't. I have a pants dispenser that when I get to the vehicle, I can just put them on right there.
It's usually right next to the bathroom.
Don't worry about what the public says, man. You do you.
Yeah, exactly. You're better than that. Oh, this is another fun thing. So, Israel was trying to land a thing on the moon the other day. As they do, right? And they ended up crashing it, but they crashed the thing on there, and it has a bunch of, sensors. Water bears, tardigrades on there. And they're like, oh, those guys will be fine. Just because they don't need to breathe, they don't need food to live.
Really? Yeah, they introduced it to the moon?
Yeah.
See, that's weird because, like, if our society falls and, like, 500 years from now, they get space again, so space travel, and they go to the moon, they'll be like, holy shit, there's life up here. Like, yeah.
Right, yes. Basically, the spacecraft was carrying the Foundation's first lunar library, a DVD-sized archive containing 30 million pages of information, human DNA samples, thousands of tardigrades, which can survive basically in any environment. So, I think that's badass. They're just like, yeah, the DVD thing is roughly DVD-sized objects made of thin sheets of nickel. Survived the crash. So, there's a whole bunch of stuff. So, yes. Thousands of years from now, you know, advanced civilizations find our junk that we left on the moon and crashed.
By junk, they mean tardigrades.
Yeah.
Yes. Huh. That's cool. Interesting.
I wonder why they had those in the first place.
They're everywhere.
Science experiments?
Yeah, it's like...
They never die.
Yeah, you just put them in suspended animation and they'll just wake up.
I did see that Netflix canceled a few shows. One of them being Ryan's favorite show ever. I'm just kidding. Ryan doesn't have a favorite show ever, so obviously
Black
he doesn't.
Knight?
Oh, I have Ryan a favorite show ever. I have a favorite show ever X, which is Game of Thrones.
Gonna give it to you.
It used to be my favorite show. And my new favorite show, I'm not sure actually, it might be Cobra Kai because that's just fun to say.
Yeah, what happened is Netflix bought Cobra Kai and then
canceled it.
Canceled. Yeah.
Somebody had to do it. They're like...
They canceled Santa Clarita Diet and they canceled it on a cliffhanger, which is always fucking annoying, you know?
Yes.
And that's kind of a cautionary tale for producers. Like, don't make such a giant cliffhanger for the end of your season.
Right. And that's with the way that Netflix and all these things are. If you're going to cancel them, cool. That's fine. That works over. But then give them like two episodes.
I know.
And say like,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to cancel it. We're going to give you two episodes, you know, to wrap things up.
That would be great because...
Or a movie.
Yes. So two episodes, a movie. So an hour and change.
Because did anybody watch that show? I don't know if anybody watched it.
Yes, we watched it.
I watched the first season.
Well, so the second season ends pretty much on a cliffhanger. It's like, here's what's happening. Oh my God, what's happening? And then it ends. And it's like, oh cool, I'll wait till next season. And then, nope, you don't get it next season.
Yeah.
And then they also canceled the OA, which is kind of annoying, because that ended on, if you remember my tirade from before, it's Netflix's kind of meta show where they reference Stranger Things within the show. And
yeah.
So they canceled that pretty much on kind of like a cliffhanger. And the internet conspiracies are going crazy that they didn't actually cancel it. They're going to wait and bring it back and it's going to be a different show. And then they won't say it's the OA, but characters will come in because it's kind of meta and weird like that. So, which would be cool if they did it, but I really don't think that's what they're doing.
Well, it was funny because didn't the actors just did a weird song and dance thing about a season three and all this and that. So that's weird.
Yeah. That was before the cancellation.
That was before the cancellation. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, it sounded interesting that they could do something cool, but I will say if any show like did something meta like that and said they were canceled, but then like showed up on another show and slowly converted that show over to the characters from that show, it would work out pretty well with that fucking show. And it would break things. People would be like, they did what? I don't understand. And then it would make people go back and watch more. But I highly doubt that's what's happening. It's just too bad, because like Dave said, it'd be nice if they had like two or three episodes to kind of wrap things up, just because you end shit and you're like, oh, all right, never know what happens there.
Right.
That was kind of the run of the mill, though, back in the day, right? When the shows were on TV and they just ended. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I can't remember any. Can you guys remember any of like shows that just like ended between seasons and they never got back to them or never really did anything? And they ended on a way that you're like, what the fuck?
Firefly.
Yeah, but that one didn't. That was more episodic, and they just kind of I can't really think of any, but I know there was a bunch.
Sliders.
Yeah.
Hey, once they fucking did weird shit with like alpha people or something, I stopped watching that one.
Like Freaks and Geeks was kind of a like everyone was off going to like went to leave to go to the Grateful Dead concert. So we didn't know what was happening there. She was going away for the summer. Like, she never told her parents and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
That was interesting.
Would you throw The Sopranos in there? The whole fade to black controversy?
I never watched that.
Angel? If that didn't end on a cliffhanger, I don't know what did.
But that was... I was completely satisfied with that one. I know. I can't say that.
I'm gonna go fight a dragon real quick.
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't know. I know that was common practice back, but maybe before they didn't like leave it as open ended because they thought that they would like the next season was never assured. Like now, Netflix pretty much buys everything. But and the excuse the Netflix executive gave was kind of vague and dumb. They're like, well, we have shows that cost a little that do okay, and we have shows that cost a lot that do okay. And the ones that cost a lot and do okay, we can't afford. Because they are good. You know, with all these streaming services coming out and people canceling, like we were talking about, canceling their service until something comes out, I'm sure they're going to be hurting for money. I mean, they were only made like a bajillion dollars a week for like the last 10 years. So.
Right.
Well, I mean, if they wouldn't have to spend a lot of money on exclusive deals... You know, maybe they'd be okay, because they did announce this week that for about $200 million, they've signed Benioff and Weiss to write, produce, and direct Netflix-specific movies and TV shows. So the whole Game of Thrones duo, they've signed for about $200 million.
Oh, yeah, I saw people were, like, kicking or like canceling their subscription to Netflix because D&D were
what
signing they signed D&D the Game of Thrones guys.
Why would that make you cancel your subscription?
I don't know. Because
according to Ryan, right. They messed up Game of Thrones.
They did. I mean, they fucked up the last episode. You can string it all you want, but they did. But I don't know why that would make you like, oh, it did so good. And, oh, whatever.
Supposedly there was a bidding war for their services, and Netflix ended up winning.
That's the thing now is like these services are like going ridiculous amounts of money at producers. Which is kind of strange. That didn't used to be the way it was.
Right.
And showrunners and stuff.
Yes.
$200 million, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Dave, Crisis on Infinite Earths, are you ready?
I am so looking forward to this year's crossover that they teased last year. And I'm very happy to say that the CW will no longer just reference Batman, but they will actually have a Bruce Wayne. And Mr. Bruce Wayne will be my favorite Batman actor, Kevin Conroy.
Robert Pattinson.
No. Kevin Conroy, the voice behind Batman from the animated series and a lot of Batman stuff, he will actually be playing Bruce Wayne in one of the...
Yes, the multiple
Earths crossovers. So that's pretty cool. He's finally getting... Well, I wouldn't say he's finally getting his due, because he's been getting his due. Right. He's got a lot of fans. But it's just kind of cool to see that they're bringing him in for that that crossover series.
And you know that they're going to do something with the Atom and Superman, right? I mean, they got
it. Oh, yeah.
He's actually wearing the costume.
Yep. He'll be wearing
the Superman costume, yes.
If you don't know, the guy who plays the Atom, what's his name? Brandon Routh. He played Superman before in a movie, right? So in this universe, or when we cross universes, he can play both, which would be kind of fun.
Well, yes. I think they're also bringing, you know, the guy that's playing Superman right now, they're going to have multiple Supermans. It's going to be...
Yeah, it's going to be...
Yeah. Oh, actually, if I remember, where did I read? I read something about... Oh, fuck, I'll have to go back and look for it. Hang on. You guys talk.
This one will actually be Black Lightning will actually show up. Never watched an episode of that, but that's okay.
It's weird. I tried to get through season one on it. But.
Okay, that's what it was. It was they were talking to Brandon Roth and he was mentioned that if he plays Superman from a different world, he's hoping it will be the Superman from the Kingdom Come run, which is the run that we all read, which is kind of fun.
He was wearing Kingdom Come's shirt.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was, and he mentioned that he said something like, "Yeah, it would be kind of cool if we did that." And Ryan even remembers this because he read that book as well.
Mm-hmm. I did read that one.
All right. So I think that's.
But it's going to span what beginning of December and then take a break for the holidays and come back in January.
Yeah, five episodes. So, and we know Arrow's done after the season, and I think it's only a half season. So
it's only eight or nine.
So we know
episodes.
That like every episode is going to be building up to this event, and then it's going to be done. So you're like, okay.
Well, they even said I think the very first episode of Arrow will be the actual setting up of Infinite, or even more setup of Infinite Crisis, or like the monitor will actually be there.
Right.
So going, hey, okay, it's time, you owe me, let's go.
So I'm super interested in that.
Okay.
What else did I find here? Speaking of TV, there's people talking today about the Lord of the Rings series on Amazon, and they're actually, I thought this was kind of funny. They're like, yeah, so that the first season will probably be about 20 episodes.
Jesus.
That's a lot for...
Well, especially these days, you know, they usually say a season's about 13 episodes for these streaming services. So the fact that they're going to probably go 20, I'm thinking, well, it'll probably be like season 1A and season 1B, and they'll have like... Because Amazon does binging, so they'll probably like release 10 at first, give you about 2 months, and then come back with the back half.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the way. That's the way they got to do it. Keep you hooked.
Why can't we do like 34 episodes like they used to do back in the day?
I know. Like, if you look back at those old seasons of shows, you're like, holy shit, you guys did a lot of episodes.
He-Man had, when it was released, had 85 episodes.
Jeez. In the first season.
Yeah. Because they're just like, here you go. Make 85 episodes and we'll buy them all, and then we'll release them piecemeal to sell toys for the next 4 years.
Mm. Right.
Gotcha.
So.
They had ulterior motives.
Did anyone else, like, besides Chris and I, finish watching The Boys? That show is so fucking good.
Is it good? I was going to ask about that, actually.
Yeah, it is so good.
We talked about it a little bit last week when you were off, you know, feetballing.
But it was good?
It's so good. So much fun.
Watch the first 10 minutes, and if you are not intrigued, then you can put it down. But after 10 minutes, if you're not like, okay, interesting.
I was intrigued by the previews already, so I was thinking I would watch it.
Yeah, just like 10 minutes.
You know who I would watch it with Amber?
They have a season. They have a season two watch it with coming
Amber.
Up.
No. Yeah, I would watch it with Amber. I bet you Amber would really enjoy it.
She likes Boys.
I'm feeling you're lying right now.
She loves Boys.
It's actually not like scary and not super violent. So it's
just gory,
It's not gory at all, really. Well, no. Maybe a little bit of gore, but not a lot. Nothing where I was like, oh, God, I can't look at that. And I'm pretty, you know.
Oh, my God.
Chris is super squeamish.
I am.
Yeah, he's like that Keith guy.
So, I don't know. If she watched the first 10 minutes and decided if she liked it or not, then you would know for sure.
What's his name? Translucence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll watch it and see what I think.
Yeah, and they're getting a second season too. So
yep,
I've been slowly watching that Orville season. Whatever, it's not very good this season. It's not horrible, but like it doesn't have the same magic that it had last season. Right. So far,
which is it, season two or what?
I think it's season two.
What is on? Yeah, because season now are they on? Did they just do two?
Season. Yeah, they've done two. Season three is coming up, but it's going to be Hulu exclusive. It's
interesting you say that. I thought actually season two was better than season one for some reason.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's just me. I thought they made a misstep on their
advertising.
Where they like ended the cliffhanger? I thought was dumb. Or they had one. It's the whole. I don't know how far you went, so I don't want to spoil anything.
I know what you're talking about.
But there was like a little misstep there that I didn't love. But other than that, I thought it was a really interesting season. I thought it was better than the first.
Chris loves the holodeck with Bordas.
That one, that was funny. I like that. I laughed at that.
Well, you know what? You know what? I will say that season one was funnier. Season two started taking itself a little more serious. So that might be something you pick up on.
But, well, yeah, I feel like there was less depth to some of the stuff. Like, you know, like, you got your character shows where you pick a character and you kind of follow some story about them. But usually there's an intermingling of a couple characters, an overlapping story. But so far it's felt like it's been, like, really, like, the background has been really boring. Well, you have the one character with their story and, like, really not a lot else is going on. So take, for example, well, I don't know. There's the one where he has a girlfriend or something, and she turns out to be a Krill, right?
I know. That was fun.
Yeah.
Well, that episode starts like they're together for the first time that episode. They did minorly hint at it, but they got together at the beginning of that episode, and then, like, they were, like, apparently in love, and then she was a Krill. And then it was over. And it was, like, all in, like, 40 minutes. And it was... There was very little, like... Like, had they, like, led that on a little bit more... If their relationship had occurred in the previous episode...
Sure.
But, like, minorly... Like, it was just kind of... It felt forced and weak.
So are you saying you'd like to see more of that character?
I don't
know. Yeah. That relationship, because
I actually,
because guess what?
Yeah,
so that might have been a seed episode.
Well, they are setting that up, yeah, for sure. But I think that's a weird. I don't know. I think it's been not as good, and it's not as funny. It's just not quite as deep. Meaning, like, it's just not quite as well written.
Is it?
It's close. Is it deeper? It's close.
A memoir.
Ooh, a memoir.
I don't, it's hard to explain how something can be slightly worse.
Hey, but that's what happened. Man, it's all feelings. I understand. It's all feelings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't like season two of that, and Chris didn't like other things. So
I like it.
Yes. My final thing is second final thing. It's another Disney thing here. Basically, Disney canceled a ton of Fox things, that stuff that Fox had on the docket, because they were like, X-Men lost $170 million. We're going to cancel a bunch of the shit that's like partway in development and stuff. They're just like, fuck it, cancel it. Cancel it.
Wait, for what?
X-Men, Dark Phoenix. Basically lost $170 million at the box office after everything.
That's so much money.
Yeah.
Right.
Disney was all like, all right, here's what we're going to do. Any movies that are finished at Fox, cool. We're going to release all those. That's fine. But otherwise, we're going to just cancel stuff that's in production that might not be being made yet, but is in pre-production, stuff like that. We're just going to dump that and then just start looking at fresh eyes at what they have and possibly, right? So it's like, yeah, it will take it will probably take a solid year, maybe 2 years, before we can have a impact on the films in production, but we're gonna turn around, results of Fox live action.
Okay,
so they're
all right.
So basically, the things that are untouched, Avatar, of course, because that's already got a bunch of money. They said, like, Planet of the Apes will be untouched, and a few other things. So,
speaking of that, but I read that the Doctor Strange 2 is going to be their first horror movie. I don't know how I feel about that, man. I don't like horror movies, but I like Doctor Strange.
Do you not like horror movies?
I do not like horror movies.
Yeah, like, they're not my favorite. Different either. Kinds of horror movies, but like some of them are kind of good.
It's
like the ones with hot chicks and like not super scary.
No, it's
suspense. Oh, I mean, I know what you did last summer.
I don't deal with suspense anymore. I can't do it.
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Yep. Just doesn't work anymore.
That's not a horror movie. That's a blaxploitation movie.
Did you guys see the thing? So remember that thing in Tampa I told you about, the VR Star Wars thing? That thing was really cool with Vader attacks and shit like that. They have it at the Mall of America now. We should go fucking do it. It looks fun and awesome. And we can run around and shoot things in VR. And then we go through the planet. And then Vader comes. Spoilers. And then we kind of shoot him and something else happens. It's fun. We should go do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, we should. Sounds fun.
I don't want your vague commitment. I want a time and date, motherfucker.
All right, let's do Boyd. Tomorrow.
It's called Secrets of the Empire.
At 3 a.m.
The whole thing that went out there. Yeah, it's called Void is the like system, but this one is it's Secrets of the Empire. Is the
yes. Thing. And
third floor, directly across from the North Food Court.
And it was awesome. We should do it.
Yeah, and the horror part is going to be more in the vein of H.P. Lovecraft stuff, like the nameless horrors of like the elder gods and shit like that. So, I mean, warlocks have that stuff in D&D, so it should be okay. You'll get psychic powers and stuff.
I think it's going to be horror. I don't like horror.
You love horrors. Everybody knows it. You want to go to the Asian horror place where they jerk you off with little tiny towels.
Well, obviously, but who doesn't?
Little tiny towels.
All right, okay, final thing. This is a... Lucasfilm, you know, which was bought by Disney, is going to be adapting its first non-Star Wars or Indiana Jones thing in, wow, I don't know how many years. And it's basically they are trying to... Since forever, basically. That's been their only thing.
Yeah.
It's probably like fucking Willow or something like that.
Which is also Lucas.
But yes, I know Lucasfilm, but I'm saying like that's their first thing that is not Indiana Jones or Star Wars.
Right, which we can't really count because it's crap. So we
yes, don't count that.
Willow is not crap. It's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
It's great at being crap.
It is a fantasy novel called Children of Blood and Bone. Basically, they have a This Is Us writer tapped to write the script. Basically, it's conjures a stunning world of dark magic and danger as a young hero. Teams up with a rogue princess to restore magic in the land of Orisha in the aftermath of her mother's death. Ooh, but the greatest danger may be Zali's struggle within herself to control her powers and her growing feelings for an enemy. Oh, shit.
This
sounds like a Ryan Young adult book.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds like Lucas wanted to write something for his kids. Or wanted to make something for his kids from a book.
That's what...
It That's is a was. Young adult fantasy novel.
Yeah.
According
to Wikipedia.
Cool. I'll watch it because why wouldn't I? And I like feels.
There's a horror aspect though.
I don't like the horror.
One of them is a horror.
I don't like that aspect. Aspect of horror.
Right. An aspect of horror.
What's funny is that this is a. It's the first book in a planned trilogy, and the first book came out last year in 2018.
Why did you put quotes around planned trilogy?
Because I'm like, it's like she's the writer's like, yeah, I'm gonna make a trilogy.
Yeah.
But already the Disney's gonna put their spin on it, and they're gonna like, yeah, by the time you're done with your trilogy, we'll have already released all five movies. So.
Nah, I don't know. If this young adult is like really easy to write, like, I mean, the book is probably like 193 pages, and that you could write that shit quick. You know, your target audience is just lots like teenage stuff. So I don't know. I think it'd be okay.
Well, according to the Wikipedia, it took the author 18 months and 45 drafts.
so to write the first one.
It's probably about the right time, but 44 drafts too many. She probably could have got away with it on the first draft. It's teenagers are reading it. They're like, oh, throw some sex in there. Oh, okay, now throw some magic in there.
No,
oh,
there was some sex in there.
It was amazing.
A lot of people read.
There's some sexual attention. That's all it needs.
Did you say a lot of people read?
A lot of people read those books. I don't think they take away things from those books. No, I don't think they like need to have certain things for teens. They just like say like no like hardcore shit, and then it's a teen.
No hardcore.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
It's like shitting it's everywhere. Like
basically, softcore
triple X book.
That's an adult. Gonna
give it to you.
Young
yes,
adult.
X is going to give it to you.
No more, no shitting on each other's chests in this movie, all right?
But that's how I draw the power from magic.
Well, you have to do it off camera. I'm sorry.
Right, what are those little like magical node things that are involved in that one book, Ryan? Like, you know, there's the
friends.
Little...
The Sprens,
yeah, there's a Spren. Shit Spren.
Oh, yeah, there's baby, shit Spren. That shit's
good. Shit shows up, the Spren from shit comes out, and he's all like... And you got magic from shit.
And I need to... I'm not taking anything away from this book. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's amazing. I'm just saying, I think when you're trying to write young adult, you can sometimes get away with shit that you don't need to worry about. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's like Hobbs and Shaw could easily have been a young adult book.
Oh, shit. This is 544 pages. God damn, this is a long book.
The Boys.
I would have said 193.
The Boys originally was in a kid's book.
No.
Yeah.
Amber would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called The Boys, dude. It's
literally, that's good. That show is the easiest for you to like see if Amber wants to watch it. Because if 10 minutes goes by and she's still interested in watching it, then you're good. If not, you don't got to worry about it anymore. You don't got to sit through 3 episodes. You got to sit through 10 fucking minutes.
So this seems like a trap to get Amber to watch the first 10 minutes, which is cool. I can respect
Amy.
That.
She's like, Amy's favorite character was the girlfriend, and then she really liked the show. So she's, you know, if maybe Amber's favorite character will be the girlfriend, maybe she'll really like the show.
Well,
I don't know.
Regardless, it seems like a trap, and I can easily avoid the trap by watching the first 10 minutes myself and then saying, Amber, if I think it's a good test, like you're claiming it to be, I can have her watch those
but
10 minutes.
Here's the thing. You want to experience it as a collective with somebody you love, because that is what matters in
that's
life.
That's how the trap works. I mean, that's what matters.
Fine. You don't want... All right. It's like, you know the Game of Thrones like viewing parties people had, and they would like record them and shit? Mm-hmm. And those are always fun, like, to watch people's like reactions to shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like
I totally need to do that with the first 10 minutes.
All right. As long as you and Hannah watch it, just tell Echo, start recording, and you should be good.
Echo, save last video file as sex1.dot.
Sex? Oh, sex no, no, no. 1.
Sex1.dot, that's not a serious extension.
As deeper.
It's a dot, Echo dot exception, sorry.
Deeper dot memoir.
Are we done with this yet? Can we be done? I got shit to do. Adam's got diamonds to find. I got Mars to save. Are we done?
No, I've been playing a little game with myself.
Playing with yourself on the
masturbation, yeah. Buddy.
Actually, Ryan, you don't even need to get that far. It is 5 minutes and 37 seconds.
At 10 minutes like is a good round number. Adam, yes. Adam, what were you saying?
So I opened up Google Earth. And I'm seeing how long it takes me to find like landmarks, like the Great Wall of China, or the pyramids.
I'm remarkably good at finding my house really fast.
That's easy to do.
I know.
Try finding I don't know. It took me a while to find the Sphinx.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see if I can find my. You know, how you can find your house. You go on
map. It's on the computer. On Google.
No, that's not the Google that's not the Earth game. You got to start from space and zoom in until you can find space. It.
Yep. So, yeah.
So, Adam, other than other people playing this game, where can they get in touch with us?
Well, Chris, check us out on Earth.
See if you can find us.
See if you can find us.
But don't go to the moon.
No, we're not
yeah,
there.
Yeah, don't go to the moon. We done fucked that place up too. Mm-hmm. Check us out on Facebook at Geeks Next Door. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz. And drop us an email at geeksnextdoorftw, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
Nailed it.
If you haven't checked it out, Twins on Twins. New episode coming up.
Maybe one day. Great Wall of China is remarkably easy to find. Fuck you.
You can literally see it from space.
I know. That's why I started
How did you
looking.
Have trouble finding
it? So why did it take you that long?
I said, did I say that?
Yeah, you said yes. You meant Sphinx. It's fine. I understand. Sphinx is hard to find. Fine. It took me 13 seconds to find that one.
All right, now find the Nile.
Find the Nile, Adam. That I big old river.
Oh, sweet. You know, have you ever pulled all the way out on Google Maps? It goes space, and you can, like, go to Mercury and shit. That's kind of cool. Yeah, and then you go to Venus, and it flies over to Venus. Can you, how far can you go in on Venus and shit? I don't know. That's probably not an actual image.
Well, she said about 10 inches.
Oh, everything's, like, labeled, too. That's cool. This is great. Hmm. Shit is labeled on other planets. Do you know you can do that? This is, like, a public service announcement. You can find Pentus and Calibro Rupes and shit. God damn.
Are you on the website or are you on the
He's on app. Google Space.
I just went to Google Maps. I zoomed out till I see the world, and then you keep going and it goes to it then brings up like a space thing.
It doesn't let me keep going, it stops.
From Earth?
I think you're
I see the planet, I can rotate it as a cube. It's kinda neat actually.
Go back. It's okay, do you have like in the upper left hand corner do you have a panel, a side panel that's closed?
Yeah. Upper left corner. Yeah.
Yeah. Click on the side panel that opens up.
It says home, work. Search your area. Search this area for hotels, bars, coffee.
Mine says Ryan. Space and has a bunch of Ryan. Shit in space.
Did you go to Google Earth, Ryan?
No, I went to Google Maps. That's what I. That's what I asked.
Jesus Christ. Google Earth.
No, I'm looking at Google Maps. Earth. I'm looking at Google Maps. I promise you.
Oh. I did. You're right. I clicked something on the bottom left, and it gave me options to see different planets. Yeah. And it looks like space now.
It's cool.
And it shows the Io. Sunshine.
And it shows like shit on Io that's been mapped and stuff. It's kind of cool.
It's a cube. Yeah. Now it's a cool. Sphere, Ryan.
It's flat. See? Yeah, he's doing it. Good job.
I just don't like...
Well, I'm inside a space station looking out.
Okay,
now,
that's completely different than what I was looking
You're playing
up.
A video game. Oh, you're looking through the ISS. That's neat.
The Google Earth. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck your Google Earth. Let's get out of here. Everyone say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I specifically said Google Earth.
I know, but this is more fun.
Chris found something different. Jeez. Don't Chill
worry.
Out, man.
Mine stuff's more fun than yours. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this is a fun game, Chris. Sounds amazing.
I went to Matt Damon on Mars. Cool.